Welcome to Weekly Roundup for hot topics from the past week. Follow what's happening in the world around you without living your daily activities. I am Dian Saputra. Following up on the economic side, on our last episode, we highlighted the low growth of consumption rate despite the positive growth Indonesia recorded for this second quarter. So, economy is positive, but the consumption rate is not growing. Where is the money? Well, we found that we are actually recording a higher investment rate this period. This means people are more interested in investing their money rather than using it to consume. But why? Here's why. We have been seeing major world economies going towards protectionism. Hint, the US and England with its Brexit, for example. Well, this has created many insecurities amongst our middle upper class, and no one is sure what is going to happen next. So, instead of spending their money, people who has money tend to save it instead. Now, if they're investing it in domestic companies, this is actually a good thing for our economy. I guess this is why our finance minister Sri Mulyani encourages this trend. She even said last Sunday that she would like to see young people in the villages also actively investing. Nothing to invest? Worry not! The government had launched a village economic initiative with 60 trillion rupiah disbursement to move the economic wheels in the district and sub-district level. Hate Monday not! If you're stuck in Monday traffic right now, or any day's traffic really, we have some good news from the MRT development. Jakarta's Governor Jarod Saiful Hidayat said last Sunday that the long-awaited MRT will be ready for trial this coming May 2018. On the current events side, we have the dynamic duo of First Travel being arrested last week for allegedly selling fake tours to the Holy Land. Their case is currently being processed, but this case brings up the issue of customers' protection and the role of Religious Affairs Department. Internationally, all the way on the other side of the globe, we saw the white nationalist group and its counter-group demonstration turn to a deadly event in Charlottesville, USA. President Trump came out with a statement right after the chaos, but the fact that his statement did not single out any group and did not condemn the act outright, he is now facing protests from both the Democrats and the Republicans. Closer to home, 30 children, at least, died in a hospital in India because the oxygen supplier cut off their supply to the hospital due to unpaid bills. The hospital apparently has over $15,000 unpaid bill, and after months of trying to have this bill settled, the company decided to cut off its supply of liquid oxygen last Thursday night. Parents at the children's ward described the chaos happening as the oxygen supply depleted and manual resuscitation equipment were handed out to family members to try to keep their children alive. This outraged many in India, and the government has issued a statement that it will prosecute whoever is responsible for what the Washington Post called a massacre. Feeling depressed yet? Sorry. Maybe you would like to see what kind of artworks are on display inside the National Palace? You can still see it now in the Senandung Ibu Pertiwi exhibition at Galeri Nasional until the end of this month, August 31st. That's it for this week's Weekly Roundup. If you like what you're hearing, please remember to subscribe, share, ask your friends to subscribe. You know, the usual drill to keep us going. Have a great week. Hate your Monday not, because this is Weekly Roundup. I'm Dian Saputra and our editor Derry Adriansyah from Matahati Productions. We'll be back next week.